little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So, to doing the little puzzle for you. All right. So, what's involved in this? So, look at the black and white version that you've got of the consultation, and this is just what the doctor says. So, what I say. And what I'd like you to do is, I've put block square brackets around the statements, and then you need to fill in the colour between those two brackets to highlight from which area in the consultation, from which map area of the consultation, that that's consistent with. So if I'm inviting a patient contribution, then colour it in blue. If I'm asking a red flag question, then colour it in red. Okay. So it probably will take you 5 minutes or so just to colour those in. There's my answers. There might be a difference of opinion, and I certainly will invite that as well. But just the objective of this is not that there's right and wrong answers. It's really for you to understand that I'm not rigid in the way that I go about my consultations. Mm-hmm. I allow that flow to go with the conversation. But in my head, I'm rigid because I'm always coming back and I'm always making sure that I don't miss things. And keeping myself organised and trying to keep the patient organised within that consultation. So just spend a few minutes now. Hopefully I've got enough coloured pencils and highlighters for you to have all the colours that you need. So grab the colours that you need that are relevant to the area that you're filling in for the map. Come back to the other areas when you've got the coloured pencils and the highlighter pens to fill those in. So I'll give you a few minutes to do that.
Now would be a good time for those of you who are outside of our classroom to pause the recording and to spend a few minutes colouring in the black and white map of the consultation that is in Appendix B. Appendix C will help you to colour code the various stages of the consultation. And when you finish colouring in the black and white doctor's script from Erica's consultation, then you'll be able to compare your answers with Appendix D, which gives the full patient and doctor script with the coloured in sections from each of the map of the consultation areas.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.